It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. You're listening there to the sound of helicopters hovering over neighborhoods in the Florida Keys. It's a sound that Floridians are hearing all over their state. Those choppers now routinely spray pesticides and chemicals designed to kill both adult mosquitoes and their eggs. And this is one municipality that has the gear and apparently some money to try to stave off the Zika virus. It's an infection that's worked its way steadily north this summer. It can infect anyone who's bitten by a vector mosquito and, as you've heard, can cause birth defects in the children of infected pregnant women. Well, despite those efforts and the spraying that you heard there, Zika infections continue to grow in the state of Florida, with 43 local cases reported so far and statewide more than 500 travel-related cases, 70 of those in pregnant women. Down in the Florida Keys, the Mosquito Control Board has been trying to add a new tool in its arsenal for combating Zika mosquitoes. They're called Aedes aegypti, genetically modified mosquitoes from a British company called Oxitec. The company claims in their literature that they've reduced incidence of dengue fever transmitted by this very same mosquito by 91% down in Brazil. They say it works. The board has suggested a trial experiment with these GMO mosquitoes in the small enclave of Key Haven in Florida, but residents there are not having it.
We live in Key Haven. We do not want an English company doing business in Key Haven, period.
I'm joined now by Nancy Klinginger. She's Florida Keys reporter for WLRN in Miami. She's been following all these developments in Key Haven. Nancy, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks, Todd.
Nancy, these genetically modified mosquitoes, how are they supposed to work in an ideal situation?
Oxitec creates genetically modified mosquito that cannot survive without tetracycline, which doesn't really occur out in the wild. So they release male genetically modified mosquitoes. Those mosquitoes breed with wild Aedes aegypti mosquitoes. The offspring do not survive.
So then the idea is these genetically modified mosquitoes get out into the wild and basically cause the native mosquitoes that are causing problems to be weaker and they can't live.
That's correct.
So this company, Oxitec, have they tried this method in other places? Has this ever been proven in the real world?
Yeah, they've tried it in Brazil and the Cayman Islands, among other places. And they've shown some pretty strong results in terms of knocking down the populations of Aedes aegypti mosquitoes.
So you've been talking to a lot of residents and community leaders around Key Haven. And despite the success that Oxitec says it's had elsewhere, you've found some residents who aren't terribly interested in a solution like this.
That's right. One of those was Randy Sterling.
Me and my wife, we work really hard. We paid a lot of money for our house to live out there in a nice section to raise a family, and we didn't sign up to be anybody's guinea pig.
A lot of people in Key Haven feel like this is not a test on the mosquito population, that it's a test on them, and they feel like they are unwilling test subjects, basically.
Now, what do the mosquito experts and the scientists say to that?
The scientists say that it's perfectly safe. For instance, Jack Newman, who's a microbiologist who works on vector control and treatments for malaria.
This isn't a trial on people. It's a trial to ensure that we have the most effective tools that are environmentally friendly to fight Aedes aegypti mosquitoes, should we need it for a Zika or a dengue outbreak.
Newman feels this is an important test, especially for Puerto Rico, where Zika is a real problem.
And are residents in Key Haven also scared about Zika itself, or do they think that's not enough of a threat to try something that's unfamiliar to them?
They don't really think Zika is a huge threat in the Keys. We've had one case of travel-related Zika in the Keys. And the thing about the Keys is we have a really strong mosquito control program. We have the kind of mosquito control measures just as a daily thing, and we always have, that other parts of Florida are now ramping up to in response to Zika. So we have frequent spraying in our areas. We have house-to-house inspections. We have reminders all the time to get rid of standing water. So they really feel like this isn't a threat here. Why should we be the test subjects?
So what does this come down to? There's clearly some politics involved. How is the town going to solve this?
We probably have more politics involved than most places with mosquito control because we have an elected mosquito control board. And what they've decided to do is hold a public referendum on this question, which will be on the ballot in November on the presidential election. And they are asking both the people of Key Haven and the people of the Florida Keys as a whole, whether they support GMO mosquitoes. And most of the board members have said that they will abide by whatever the referendum result is.
Are we going to see a situation where Oxitec and other companies start paying money for advertising to win the referendum?
We haven't seen that yet, but there are definitely organized groups against the GMO test. They haven't put a lot of money into advertising or anything yet, but they're at every mosquito control board meeting. They're on the internet, they're on Facebook, and I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see some money poured into both sides in a campaign on this.
And what have state leaders in Tallahassee said? Has the governor weighed in? Have other elected officials been asked to weigh in on this?
They have not. They've kind of left it to the locals. When this test was first proposed, the Key West City Commission said that they did not want to go forward with it until there was more evidence about its safety. That was long before the FDA had reviewed the test, and the FDA has now said that they're okay with it and given it their approval. And the county commission threw it back to the mosquito control board. So I think most of the public agencies are saying, you're the mosquito control board. You guys have to deal with it.
So let's talk about tourism in Key West, because that's got to be the key industry. There is a fear that Zika will cause tourist centers like Key Haven and other places to suffer because visitors just won't want to come. That's got to be a concern as well. That probably explains why there's such good spraying. So what are locals saying about their tourism industry and the balance here?
A lot of them feel that genetically modified mosquitoes and the release of them could be bad for tourism, that people wouldn't want to come to a place where there were genetically modified mosquitoes. There's also talk about real estate values on Key Haven and whether that could be hurt by this test. And then there's people like Cindy Wensinger, who just thinks that more mosquitoes is bad for tourism, period, because they would release about 3 million mosquitoes. The vast majority of those would be male, which would not bite anybody, but she just thinks bad mosquitoes are bad for tourism.
I'm a business owner here, and putting 3 million more mosquitoes out, regardless of all the other things, benefit, drawback, whatever, 3 million mosquitoes means tourists are irritated. We don't need tourists to be irritated. We need them to keep coming down here.
Well, it sounds pretty clear that many of the business owners and residents in Key Haven think that more mosquitoes or genetically modified mosquitoes are a bigger threat than Zika, at least in their community. Nancy Klinger is Florida Keys reporter for WLRN. Nancy, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.